the Lebanese army acted swiftly in response to a campaign orchestrated by circles and social networks closely affiliated with Hezbollah regarding the situation at the Hamad Air Base, located north of Jbeil. In order to address the matter, the army issued a statement, a necessary step, considering that the unfounded campaign by Hezbollah's circles seemed to aim at undermining the credibility of the army, especially its commander-in-chief, General Joseph Aoun. This direct assault comes at a time when the aforementioned circles are attempting to sabotage the potential postponement of General Joseph Aoun's retirement scheduled for January 10. It was, therefore, imperative to set the record straight and counter the claims made in the past 48 hours, alleging that American planes and helicopters were unloading mysterious military equipment at Hamad at a very accelerated pace. Some sources close to the pro-Iranian party even went so far as to assert on their social networks that this heightened activity was intended to supply weapons to the Lebanese forces. Consequently, the Lebanese Army Command deemed it crucial to provide the necessary clarifications on this matter. This clarification aims at highlighting that the Hamad base is primarily utilized for night training of Lebanese Air Force helicopters, as officially communicated in statements of the Orientation Directorate of the Lebanese Army. Any assertion about the landing of American helicopters at this base is unfounded. However, occasional joint exercises with British forces, who transport Chinook helicopters from Cyprus, may occur. Regarding American transport planes like the C-130, their landings at Hamad, approximately once every 2 weeks, involve transporting equipment, army ammunition, and logistical supplies for American military experts in Lebanon, all with the awareness of Lebanese authorities. Observers emphasize that any non-Lebanese aircraft landing at Hamad undergoes passport sealing by general security agents who journey from their Batroun office, near the base. Foreign military experts only pass through accompanied by officers and soldiers of the Lebanese army. Furthermore, the clarification regarding this matter emphasizes that neither the Americans nor any other party needs the Hamad base to support Israel in its war against Gaza or Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. The spreading of these rumors constitutes a serious accusation against the Lebanese army, reflecting a deliberate attempt to undermine the military institution and threaten its unity. Retired military personnel question the rationale behind Americans requiring Hamad base in the Israeli conflict when Israeli airports and air bases remain operational and accessible to American planes, some of which surpass the size of those landing at Hamad. Furthermore, the presence of aircraft carriers, amphibious assault ships and destroyers in the eastern Mediterranean, near Israel, engaged in diverse military missions, including reconnaissance, observation, eavesdropping and information gathering, raises the question of the necessity of Hamad base. In this context, the Americans have deployed their most significant drones, such as the MQ-9 Reapers and Global Hawks. Meanwhile, the Israelis persistently violate Lebanese airspace using reconnaissance aircraft and warplanes, both day and night.